Grace and mercy and peace are yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on Saturday I am going to embark on a 1,500-mile, four-day road trip with my wife and three children, ages 5, 3, and 2 months old. I cannot begin to express the joy and excitement I have in anticipation of spending so much time in the car with my kids. My excitement grows even more when I realize that while in the car, they're going to want to listen to one particular CD over and over and over again. I know this from past experience. I know that CD by heart. The reason why I mention this is simple. There is a song on that CD entitled The Good Samaritan Song, and as tempted as I am to sing that song for you this morning for your sake and for mine, I will refrain. I'm not sure it's chapel material. I will, however, speak the chorus words to you. They go something like this. If I were there that day, this is what I'd say. I want to be your helper. I want to be your helper. I want to be your helper and be a good Samaritan too. You know, as many times as I've heard that song and will hear that song in the weekend to come, I haven't given the words much thought. I haven't given the words much thought because, hey, everybody knows that the Good Samaritan story is a story that encourages Christians to reach out and help their neighbor. We are to be good Samaritans. That's pretty much summed up with the last words of our gospel reading, go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. You know, I have to tell you, those words make me very nervous. In fact, they make me so nervous that I wonder if I have to say, this is the gospel of the Lord upon concluding that reading. Maybe I'm the only one, but I don't like it when the gospel reading ends with go and do likewise. After all, how much good news is in that phrase? How much comfort do you receive from this story of the Good Samaritan? Now, I suppose the answer to that depends upon where you see yourself in this story. With which character or characters do you identify? The obvious place is to start with the star of the story, the Good Samaritan, but we're going to postpone talking about the Good Samaritan till later. Instead, let's begin with the priest and the Levite. Do you identify with them? My response, personally, is depends upon the day. Sometimes we just don't want to help. Well, maybe it's not that we don't want to help, but it's just we're so busy. We have so many things to do. We have to take care of our own lives and our own family. We don't have time for the stranger. Or maybe you simply don't want to help. I don't like that person. He deserves what he gets. Why would I help them? Regardless of whether you want to help or not, if you don't, you're left with guilt because, like the priest and the Levite, you know better. Helping others is the right thing to do. It's what we're supposed to do. Go and do likewise. Of course, if you're going to identify with the priest and the Levite, you might as well go all the way and identify yourselves with the robbers. People who didn't just reject the man on the side of the road, they actually put him there. I must confess that not only have I failed to help those who are hurting, I have often been the cause of their hurting. Now, if I were to stop here with these comparisons, you might understand quite easily why it is I asked, how much comfort do you receive from the Good Samaritan story? We need to hear the good news. We need to hear the comfort that this story brings. So let's investigate the innkeeper. Do you identify with a person who is willing to take responsibility when called upon? Most of us, I would venture to say, have helped others even without getting paid. We certainly would come off better then than as a priest or a Levite or the robbers. We're willing to help when the opportunity arises. There's another character in this story that needs to be examined. That's the donkey. Yes, the donkey. I can certainly identify with a donkey since I've been called one so many times. Seriously, though, consider the donkey. It didn't have much say in the matter, did it? But it had a task to carry out, it had a burden to accomplish, and it did it. And it was a beast of burden, that's what it was created to do, and that's what it did. So maybe you identify yourselves with each of these at some time or another. But what about the Good Samaritan? Do you identify with him? Do you see yourself as a Good Samaritan? As I personally tried to answer that question, I went back to that preschool song. If I were there that day, this is what I'd say: I want to be your helper. If I were there that day, I'd certainly like to think that I would be a helper, a good Samaritan, but I don't know. It sure is a lot easier to be selfish than selfless. It's a lot easier to be concerned about what's going on in my life rather than be concerned about others. That being said, in many regards, I find it easiest to identify not with the Good Samaritan, but with the victim. Think about it. The condition the victim finds himself alongside of that road is much like the condition we find ourselves in when we try to deal with God on our own terms. Before the Almighty and Holy God, our supposed goodness doesn't look so good, and instead our sin is magnified and guilt beats us down and we're left half dead. Well, more than half dead, as Ephesians tells us, we are dead, all dead in our transgressions and sins. In that case, does not Jesus become the Good Samaritan? He certainly fits the role. After all, what is the story of the Good Samaritan all about? Is it not about mercy and love? And where does this mercy and love come from? Who is it that shows this mercy and love, and who is it that receives it? That can be answered by paraphrasing this conversation that the lawyer had with Jesus. The lawyer says, I will act to love my neighbor as myself. Simply tell me who my neighbor is, to which Jesus responds, you cannot act, you are dead. You need someone to love you, to show mercy to you, to heal you, to pay for you, to give you lodging, to revive you. That someone is me. I am your good Samaritan. Jesus is our good Samaritan. He came near to us, had compassion on us, and healed us. We who were dead in our transgressions and sins have been made alive in Christ Jesus our Lord. The good Samaritan has indeed been good to us, and he will continue to be so. That is the good news. So where do you picture yourself in the story of the good Samaritan? I can't speak for you, but it seems to me that where we belong in this story is as the victim, helpless to help ourselves, but helped by the one who takes time to stop and care. And having been helped and having been healed and been having made alive in Christ, he invites us to follow him. To follow him. I need to pause there for a minute before I conclude, because truth be told, at times, even we who sit here as church leaders, future church leaders, we don't make very good followers. Sometimes we are overwhelmed in our battle with sin, our battle against Satan, our sinful desires, and all we can do is accept the transportation that he provides. All we can do in the midst of our distress is cry out, Lord, have mercy, save me. And he does. And he does. But then again, because of his love and mercy, because he saved us, maybe we can. Maybe we can become the sort of neighbor he proved to be for us. As Christ lives in us, we have and we do mercy motivated by his love. Or in the words of our gospel reading, yes, our gospel reading, because of Christ, we go and do likewise. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen.